بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our final session until after the month of Ramadan, بإذن الله تعالى. This is our 12th session, reading from the commentaries related to Al-Aqidah, Al-Tahawiyyah by Al-Imam Abu Ja'far Ahmed ibn Muhammad ibn Salama Al-Tahawi rahimahullah. And in tonight's session, it is our hope that we're going to complete the topic related to the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, yani in the weeks ahead during the month of Ramadan, we will be having a class related to fasting and related to Ramadan. This class will resume, inshallah, after the Eid. So, in tonight's session, inshallah, again, we're going to try to complete the matters related. I think there are 4 points that Al-Imam al-Tahawi mentions concerning the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We covered one of them last week, and inshallah, tonight we're going to cover the remaining 3 points, inshallah. So, let's look at the question and study guide from last week. We're going to try to keep this review session as brief as possible. We have less than 50 minutes between now and Isha, so yani in order for us to complete this, we're going to have to go at a little bit of a little faster pace. First question from question and study guide for lecture number 11, mentioned the 29th statement of the author Al-Imam al-Tahawi concerning Allah's Messenger, and this would be the 41st statement, numbered 41 in the Arabic commentary of Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, and in the English translation 40. Alright, the 29th statement of the author, Al-Imam al-Tahawi, concerning Allah's Messenger. Naam. Zaki.
Muhammad is the chosen slave, selected prophet, messenger, with whom he is pleased.
Naam. So, Al-Imam al-Tahawi, yani he mentions here three titles for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Abduhu al-Mustafa, yani the chosen Abd, worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has chosen him. Wa nabiyuhu al-Mujtaba, and he is also his prophet that he has selected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen as his prophet. Wa rasuluhu al-Murtada, and yani his messenger whom he is pleased with, yani pleased to be his messenger. So all of these titles, as Shaykh al-Salih al-Fawzan mentions, are yani that he is the Abd of Allah and the Nabi of Allah and the Rasul of Allah, chosen by Allah, chosen, selected from amongst the people, selected above everyone else in humanity. Question number two, how does Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan explain the connection between this statement and what came before it? What does he say is the connection between this statement and what came before it? Anybody? Ali.
The Shaykh explains, he's saying that at the beginning of the discourse, what is obligatory to know is to know about Allah, and it is obligatory to believe that He is the Lord, who is worthy of all worship to the exclusion of all other things, and that His attributes are perfection, a lofty characteristic, both eternally and indefinitely. After explaining and clarifying this, he went on to explain what is obligatory to believe about the message of Allah.
Okay, so we know that in the beginning of this writing, Al-Imam al-Tahawi rahimahullah says that this is what we believe, this is our aqidah concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He mentions first and foremost what? That Allah is? He is wahid. La sharika lahu. And then everything that follows that is related to what we are required to believe in reference to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His qualities and characteristics and His Lordship, His Rububiyyah, His Uluhiyyah, His right to be worshipped exclusively. And then he connects that to what we stated last week. Also, it is from our aqidah to believe. With that, it is our aqidah to believe along with it, inseparable from it, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Prophet and Messenger and Abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And either these two things are connected and they are inseparable. Naam. Do you want to say something? Naam. We didn't get to that yet. Next question. Third question, what does Shaykh Al-Fawzan Hafidhullah say about the relationship between the Shahadatan, the two testimonies of faith? What does he say about the relationship between them? Yani the testimony of La ilaha illallah and the testimony of Muhammad Rasulullah. Naam, tafadhal. Naam. That these two testimonies, the testimony of La ilaha illallah and the testimony of Muhammad Rasulullah, they are always connected to one another, inseparable. Mutalazimatani, inseparable. And if they go together, one of them without the other is unacceptable, is invalid. Question number four, memorize the ayat of the Quran in which the Prophet ﷺ is mentioned by both his personal name and his title as Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, ayah. Sheikh mentioned more than one ayah. 47:20. What does it say in 47:20? So one of the ayahs that he mentioned is 48:29 from Surah Al-Fath, and the other one is from Surah Al-Ahzab, 33:40. Naam. Naam. Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad Rasulullah. And Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah. And here he mentions him by his name and also by his title. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. That, yani he is, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Messenger of Allah. So here, in this ayat, and the Shaykh also mentioned another ayat, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Prophet by his name, that he is known by, well known by, and also by his title. Naam, fadl. And the seal of the prophets. Now, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is not the father of any one of your men, but he is the Messenger of Allah. I mention his name and mention his title. He is the Messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. Question number four. Knowing the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is one of the three fundamentals of the Deen of Islam. Knowing the Messenger is one of the three fundamentals of the Deen of Islam. Any of those three things that a person is going to be questioned about in the grave. Mention these three fundamentals. Number one. Tayyib, those are the questions. The Shaykh said knowing, yani the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is one of the three fundamentals, and then he mentions that Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab mentions in his book the three fundamentals. Three fundamentals. Number one, the first of them he said is what? Ma'rifatullah. The first one, yani man rabb is the question, but the fundamental is knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, the second one, naam. Taib, knowing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number three, naam. Bil adillah, naam. Yani knowing the deen along with its evidences, yani to support what yani is established as the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam. Question number six. The description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as abd, worshipper of Allah, is a refutation of what, according to Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan? According to what the Sheikh said. This is a refutation of what? Anybody else over here? Back somewhere? Fadl.
Rad ala al-ghulu.
It's a rad, yani refutation against al-ghulu. Against al-ghulu. What do we mean by al-ghulu? And what kind of ghulu? Naam.
Holding him to a station that he is not deserving.
Yani, what is gulu, first of all? Because maybe some people don't know this Arabic word, right? What is gulu?
Extreme definition.
Okay, extremism or exaggeration, exaggerating in a matter. Now, I'm going beyond the bounds of its reality. And the gulu here is that what? What is this exaggeration or extremism that this is a refutation of? Now?
They make dua to him and think he's able to provide for them.
That's a specific, now. So, in general, this is gulu and what? Any ascribing to the Prophet some type of, some amount of, or some degree of rububiyyah and uluhiyyah. That's the exaggeration. Yani he's not entitled to any of Allah's rights to the rububiyyah or the uluhiyyah. Allah is the Rabb alone, the creator and the owner and the possessor and the controller. And nobody has any part in that. And Allah is the only one that deserves to be worshipped, and no one has any part in that. Not even the prophets and messengers or angels. So this stating that our Prophet ﷺ is Abdullah, is Abd, This shows that he doesn't have any right to anything of the lordship of Allah or his divinity. Now, after this, according to Sheikh Salih Fazan, what is the meaning of Al-Mustafa and why is the Prophet described with it? What is the meaning of Al-Mustafa and why is the Prophet described with it? I only see two hands, one in the front, one in the back. Somebody else, one more, at least one person, give me some help. Now, what is your name?
Kamal.
Kamal? I don't hear your name enough.
Kamal.
Kamal, I know, but I'm saying, like, you gotta help me. Say it more. Kamal, go ahead, fadl. طيب, in brief, right, the meaning, he said in the beginning that Al-Mustafa, the meaning is Al-Mukhtar, which means what?
Chosen.
And a person has a choice and they choose. He is the chosen. And this is because, as he went on to say, is because Allah knows best who he should choose, who is more fit to carry his message. So Allah has chosen him because he was the one best fit to fulfill the mission of this messengership. Now, question number 8, what does Sheikh Salih Fawzan say is the most well-known view of the differences between a Nabi and a Rasul? Difference between a Nabi and a Rasul. And first of all, what is a Nabi and what is a Rasul? What is the meaning of Nabi? What is the meaning of it? The word, translation. Naam. A prophet. And Rasul is what? A messenger. Taib. According to Sheikh Salih Fawzan, what is the most well-known view of the difference between a prophet and a messenger? Naam, Shanawaz. Good. That combines both statements of the Shaykh into one, mashallah. Excellent. Yani a Nabi is one who received revelation, but he hasn't been commissioned to compel, to force the people to implement that which he was sent with, even to the extent that he is commanded to fight, or he's not commanded to even to fight against them. And he's not commanded to compel the people by force. And the Rasul is Kamal. Explain what you mean. Yani the answer should be, yani the contrast between what he just stated is the yani view of yani the well-known view of the scholars of a Nabi, the Rasul, yani he's contrasting the two. Now,
came down to him and he does have to force it on the people, even to the extent of fighting them.
He's a Rasul is one who received revelation, he received the Sharia, and he is commanded to compel the people, even to the extent of fighting, to implement it. And then, yani the second point is that, yani that the Shaykh also said that a prophet doesn't receive, yani Nabi doesn't receive a new Sharia, a new law. Rather, he is yani following the Sharia that was given to a prophet before him, following in the footsteps like the prophets of Bani Israel. I think this is the last question. How does Sheikh Al-Fawzan define the other two descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-Mujtaba and Al-Murtada? How did he define, what is the meaning of Al-Mujtaba, according to Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan? Naam. You don't even got a hand up in the whole room. And these answers are a couple of words, thus, not even a whole sentence. Now, okay, and somebody tell me in Arabic, what did he say is the meaning of Al-Mujtaba? Al-Mustafa. Right. The Shaykh said, the meaning of Al-Mujtaba is Al-Mustafa. Thus, he gave the linguistic meaning, it's from Istifa and so on, but the point is, he said, yani that Al-Mustafa, it is, or Al-Mujtaba is the same as Al-Mustafa. What did he say is the meaning of Al-Murtada? Naam.
Al-
Naam, Allah chose him, sure. But the meaning, like in summary, what is the meaning of this word? Al-Mubtala, what did the Shaykh say is the meaning of this word? No, he said that the meaning of it, the meaning of Al-Murtada is the meaning, the same as the meaning, bima'na, same meaning of Al-Mujtaba and Al-Mustafa. And then he went on to say that linguistically the meaning, yani Al-Murtada, it means the one who Allah is pleased with. Because He's pleased with him, He chose him. But the meanings of these words, the Shaykh is saying, they're basically all the same. So He is the Abd, and He is the Nabi, and He is the Rasul that Allah has chosen, that Allah has selected, that Allah is pleased with. These are some of the points that we covered last week. And I'm going to try to pay attention to the time because we have a very, very limited amount of time tonight. So last week we were supposed to make a read from one commentary of Shaykh Al-Imam Muhammad Nasruddin Al-Albani. And I want to read through it quickly because of the limited time, and because of the class now being between Maghrib and Isha, just for tonight. And by the way, just so I don't forget, and during the month of Ramadan, the class will be 1 hour before Maghrib. Before Maghrib. 1 hour before Maghrib. Okay, Al-Imam Muhammad Nasruddin Al-Albani, he says concerning this first statement that we discussed last week, that the Prophet ﷺ is the Abd of Allah, Al-Mustafa, Al-Nabiyuhu, Al-Mujtaba, Rasuluhu, Al-Murtaba. He says, know that every messenger is a prophet. Every Rasul is a Nabi. Very simple statement. Okay? And he says, وَلَيْسَ كُلُّ نَبِي رَسُولًا. And not every prophet is a messenger. Every messenger is a prophet. Not every prophet is a messenger. In other words, the position of being a messenger is wider, it's bigger. It includes prophethood and messengership. Prophethood doesn't include messengership. Okay, that's it. Khalas. That's what he said. And then he said, and the mention of the differences between the messenger and the prophet, and he this has been mentioned, and you will see it in the tafsir of Al-Ulusi, and other than him. And he said, perhaps, the nearest, Al-Aqrab, and the Rasul, yani the nearest to being correct, there's a lot of different views concerning this. Perhaps, Al-Aqrab is that Al-Rasul, man bu'itha bi shar'in jadeed. And this is similar to what Sheikh Salih Fawzan said, but then there's a little bit of difference in what he said, though it's not contradictory. He said that perhaps what is nearer to being correct is that the Rasul is the one who has been missioned, who has been sent with a new legislation, a new law. When Nabi, and the Prophet is one who is missioned, لِتَقْرِيرْ شَرْعِ مَنْ قَبْلَهُ. And the Prophet is the one who didn't come with a new Sharia, but he came just to, in concordance with, the law of the one who came before him, of a Prophet before him. So Sheikh Salih Fawzan said, almost the same thing, except, and there's no contradiction, but the wording, could be misunderstood. He said, and of course, the Prophet, who is not sent with a new legislation, of course he is ma'amurun bitablighihi. He is commanded to deliver it. Sheikh Salih Fawzan said, the Prophet is not commanded to deliver it. But then he explained what he means by not commanded to deliver it, meaning he's not commanded to force the people to comply with the law and to fight against them. So there's no contradiction here, but the wording might sound a little bit different. And then he said, the reason for this, him saying this, that the Prophet, even though he is not coming with a new legislation, but he's commanded to deliver it, and that's because it's well known that the scholars are commanded to deliver the message. So then, all the more so, a prophet should be commanded to deliver it. And that's what he said. The remaining points that we're going to discuss tonight, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, Al-Imam Muhammad Nasruddin Al-Albani has commentary on every single part of what is said after that. We're not going to be able to read it. So, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, if I forget, you have to remind me. When we come back after Ramadan, we're going to go over the question and study guide for this session, and we're going to also go over all of the commentaries of Al-Imam Al-Albani on each one of these points, because there's like 5 or 6 of them, and there's no way that we can cover it tonight. We might not even finish what we have to cover for tonight. Okay, I have to take a moment here because I don't want to forget to do this. and summarize. A few nights ago, a friend of mine, who is a close friend, person upon the Sunnah, sent me a video, a rap video, entitled Genocide. I think that was the title of it. The images, the visual images, and the words were really very effective. I don't know what word to use, but very effective. It affected me to the extent I felt the need to share it. And indiscriminately, I shared it with my family and friends and students. During the night, late in the night, I received a phone call from our imam. And he said, pardon me for calling you at this hour of the night, but I received the email. I think somebody has hacked your account. What does that mean? That means that I know you didn't send this. And then I realized that was a mistake, that it shouldn't have been sent. And the reason why was before Fajr, another brother sent me a message. I want to mention his name, but I don't know if it is proper to do so or not. But in any case, one of you brothers sent me a message before Fajr asking me, like, how am I sending this out? Isn't this like music? Isn't rap music music? Music is haram. And indeed it is. And so I sent a message back to the class and to the people that I sent it to. I hope I reached everybody that it reached, saying that this should not be understood to mean that I encourage or agree or in any way consider any type of music permissible, and not with no exception, not even rap music. I don't consider it to be permissible. It was a mistake in judgment, sending it, but maybe there was some benefit from it by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we do not think that music of any type is permissible except what Allah has allowed, and that is the women, when they are alone amongst themselves on special occasions, like the days of Eid or wedding, they can hit the duff, beat on the duff. That's it. Other than that, music is not permissible, it's haram. I just want to make that clear, in case anybody may have misunderstood. If you received that and you thought that, you might have been confused by me sending you a rap video. I hope that there weren't any obscene or foul language used in that video. I listened to it and I didn't remember hearing anything like that, but it was tremendous effort by, we don't agree with music, but I think that people who do listen to music would have been affected by that video, and Allah knows best. Because I don't listen to music and I was affected by it. Tayyib, today is 12, okay. Tayyib, inshallah we'll go finish. Bi-idhnillah. Today we're reading in Arabic from page 60, the Ta'liqat al-Mukhtasara ala al-Aqeedah al-Tahawiyyah by Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, Hafidhullah. And as I mentioned, the other commentaries, we're going to read them in the next session after Ramadan, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The point, the statement is the 30th statement in the original book. And in his commentary, the Sheikh al-Fawzan, it's numbered as 43. And there are three statements, 43, 44, and 42, 43, and 44. So, the statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, statement number 30, or 42, in Sheikh Salih Fawzan's Arabic edition, وَأَنَّهُ خَاتَمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ وَإِمَامُ الْأَتْقِيَاءِ وَسَيِّدُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَحَبِيبُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Four descriptions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also believe, and it's our aqidah, the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, this is our aqidah that we believe in, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatam al-Anbiya, Khatam al-Anbiya. He is the seal of the Prophets. And the Shaykh discusses this matter in more detail than the rest of what he mentioned after that. He is the seal of the Prophets, meaning no Prophet will come after him. وَإِمَامَ الْأَتْقِيَىٰ, and he is the imam, the leader of the people of taqwa, who have taqwa of Allah. Any people that have taqwa of Allah, he's the imam. He's the imam that we follow, that we take as our example and our model. وَسَيِّدَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and he is the chief or the leader or the head of the messengers of Allah, of all the messengers. He is the leader of them, the chief, the master of them. وَحَبِيبُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, and the beloved of the Lord of the worlds. So the Shaykh mentions each one of these things, and the first of them perhaps is the most important of them, and he spends most of the time with it. And today, because of the shortness of time, I'm going to try not to read Arabic, except if I feel compelled. The Shaykh begins by saying, I'm compelled on this line. هذه من صفاته عليه الصلاة والسلام. Yani these descriptions are the sifat. These are from, some, من صفاته. That means these are some of his characteristics or qualities. عليه الصلاة والسلام. خاتم الأنبياء. Yani the seal of the prophets. And the meaning of خاتم is the one who no prophet is going to come after him. The meaning of khatam, khatam al-anbiya, it means that الَّذِي لَا يَأْتِ بَعْدَهُ نَبِيٌّ. No prophet will come after him. And the seal of something, it is that which is placed over something so that nothing can be added to it and it will not be decreased. And the seal of something is placed over something so that nothing can be added to it and it cannot be decreased in any way, so that it will remain intact. And Allah has sealed the risalat, the messages that He sent to humanity by prophets and messengers, He has sealed them with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, Jalla wa Ala, He says, Jalla fi ulahu, He said, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَخَاتِمَ النَّبِيِّينَ. Surah Al-Ahzab, 33rd Surah, 40th Ayah. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is not the father of any one of your men. Rather, he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. Surah Al-Ahzab, 33:40. Therefore, the Shaykh says, therefore, him being the seal of the prophets, فَلَا حَاجَةَ. Therefore, as a result of that, there is no need for a prophet to come after him. And that is because the Quran is mawjood, it's present, intact. And the prophetic sunnah is mawjooda, is also present, preserved, protected, intact. And the Rabbani ulama, yani the scholars, who are described with a description that connects them to the Rabbil Alameen. Because these are the people who deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way it's supposed to be delivered. And the scholars, yani the upright, yani rightly guided scholars, are also present, yani to explain the Quran and the Sunnah. And they are calling to Allah, the scholars, the upright scholars are calling to Allah, and they are giving sight to the people, enabling them to see clearly, to see the path, to see and distinguish between truth and falsehood. فَدِينُ مُحَمَّدٍ بَاقٍ إِلَىٰ قِيَمِ السَّاعَةِ. Therefore, and because the Qur'an and the Sunnah is present, and the scholars, the Rabbani scholars, are present to explain them, so the deen of Muhammad ﷺ will remain until the establishment of the hour, yani the day of judgment. لَا يُبَدَّلُ وَلَا يُنْسَخُ وَلَا يُغَيْرُ. This deen will not be exchanged. Nothing in it will be exchanged. Nothing in it will be abrogated. And nothing in it will be changed. Yani nobody will add to or take away anything from that which Allah revealed to the Prophet ﷺ. And this is because, yani it will remain until the hour of judgment. Until the establishment of the hour of judgment. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى جعله صالحا لكل زمان ولكل مكان. Because Allah سبحانه وتعالى made this deen صالحا, يعني suitable, fit, befitting for every period of time and for every place in the earth. As far as the legislations of the previous prophets, فَتَكُونُ مُؤَكَّةً لِأُمَمِهِمْ فِي فَتْرَةٍ مِّنْ الْفَتَرَاتِ. So these legislations were temporary for their nations for a specific period of time. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would abrogate those laws and bring another law that is suitable or appropriate for the other nation, yani the nation that came after them. And Allah, and he mentions the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Ma'idah, لِكُلٍّ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرَعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. And we have made for every one of you, yani for every people, for every nation, we have made a law, a sharia, and we have also made a minhaj, yani a way, a method, yani to how to apply it, to follow. And he also, this is in Surah Al-Ma'idah, 5th Surah, 48th Ayah, and he also said the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he doesn't mention a reference here, but I think I wrote on the side here, 1338, yani 13th Surah, 38th Ayah. That's what I wrote here in my pencil. I hope that I wrote the right reference. Huh? That's it? Okay, alhamdulillah. So he said also the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٌ. Yani for every term is a kitab, a yani prescribed, a decree. And the Shaykh says the meaning of it is the opposite. Yani not the opposite in meaning, but he reversed the words. He said, A, لِكُلِّ كِتَابٍ, for every decree there's a term, a period of time that it is saliha for. It is suitable and fit, yani and valid for a period of time. The sharias of the previous prophets, the Shaykh is saying, yani were intended for a time period, and then they will be abrogated by a law that Allah would give to another prophet after them, that was suitable for the people that he was sent to. فَدِينُ الْإِسْلَامِ كَامِلٌ لَا يَحْتَاجُ بَعْدَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَى رَسُولٍ وَالْعُلَمَاءُ وَرَثَةُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. So the deen of Islam is complete and perfect. It doesn't require a messenger after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the scholars, and after the prophets, the scholars of the ummah, they are the inheritors of the prophets. Meaning, they take the place of the prophets in establishing the deen and teaching the people and clarifying affairs. So all of this is to say what? That there is no prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Shaykh, he says, فَمَنْ اَعْتَقَدَ أَنَّهُ يَأْتِ بَعْدَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نَبِيٌّ فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ بِاللَّهِ خَارِجٌ مِنَ الْمِلَّةِ. Okay? That's crystal clear language. Crystal clear language. Whoever it might be, who has the aqidah, who believes that a prophet will come after the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, this person is a kafir, a disbeliever in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَارِجٌ مِنَ الْمِلَّةِ. He's clarifying. He's a kafir. What kind of kafir? A kafir who's totally out of Islam, who has nothing to do with Islam. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he has informed us that liars would come after him claiming prophethood. After him, liars would come claiming prophethood after him. قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ سَيَأْتِي بَعْدِي كَذَّبُونَ ثَلَاثُونَ كُلُّهُمْ يَدَّعِي أَنَّهُ نَبِيٌّ وَأَنَا خَاتِمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِي. The Prophet ﷺ said, and this hadith or wording similar to it came in Bukhari and Muslim, he said, there will come after me 30 great liars. Every one of them will claim that he is a prophet. But I am the seal of the prophets, and there is absolutely no prophet after me. The Shaykh says, so whoever claims prophethood, or prophethood is claimed for him, and whoever follows them, those who claim it or who it is claimed for, فَكُلُّهُمْ كَفَرَ, all of them are disbelievers. And the Muslims have fought against them and declared them to be kafirs. And the last of those who claimed prophethood in the present time is Al-Qadiani, Al-Pakistani, الذي ادعى نبوة له أتباعه القاديانية. يعني the last of them in this present time, and he's not the last of them, but anyway, like the most famous of them, is the Qadiani, Pakistani, the one who his followers claim prophethood for him. يعني the Qadianis. Mirza Ghulam Ahmed. وَيُسَمُّونَ بِالْأَحْمَدِيَّةِ And they are also, the Qadianis are also called Ahmadiyya. And this is an inscription to his name, because his name was Ahmed, Al-Qadiani. And the Shaykh says, this is his language, okay, just to be crystal clear, وَقَدْ كَفَّرُوا الْعُلَمَاءِ وَطَرَدُوهُ مِنْ الْبِلَادِ الْإِسْلَامِيَّةِ وَكَفَّرُوا أَتْبَاعَهُ لأن هذا تكذيب لله ولرسوله وتكفيرهم بإجماع المسلمين لم يخالف في هذا أحد. Sheikh Salih Fawzan says, the scholars of Islam have declared him to be a kafir, this man. And they have thrown him out of the Islamic countries. And they have declared his followers to be kafirs. And that is because, why are they kafirs? Because denying the truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he has said concerning this matter, that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the prophet, and there's no prophet to come after him. This denial, yani they are declared to be kafirs because their position, their aqidah, their belief on this matter is takdhibun lillahi wa li rasuli. It's denying the truthfulness of Allah and His Messenger. And declaring them to be kafirs is by ijma' of the Muslims. No one has differed concerning this matter. Yani there is absolute yani ijma' concerning this matter. They are kafirs. Therefore, it is incumbent for the Muslim to believe that he, alayhi salatu wasalam, is the seal of the prophets and messengers. And it is obligatory for a Muslim to believe that the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ is the seal of the prophets and messengers. And then he goes to the second point of his descriptions here in this matter. وَإِمَامَ الْأَتْقِيَةِ And he is the imam of the people who observe taqwa. يعني, what is meant by imam? الْقُدْوَةِ الْوَحِيدِ لِلْأَتْقِيَةِ الَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ Yani that he is the example or the model, the only model for the people of taqwa, those who observe taqwa of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ahzab, 33rd Surah, 21st Ayat, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ Yani indeed you have in the Messenger of Allah, yani a beautiful example or a beautiful model to be followed. Yani what is the meaning of he's the imam? He is the model, the example that we should be followed. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمُ الْآخِرِ Yani that he is the model, the example to be followed for whoever has hope in Allah and in the last day. Surah Al-Ahzab 33:21. The Shaykh says, as far as other than the Prophet, then anyone other than the Prophet can only be followed if he is following the Prophet, if he is taking the Prophet as his example. As far as the one who opposes the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it's not permissible, it's not lawful to follow or to take as an example or model anyone who opposes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He mentions the ayah from Surah Ali Imran, 3rd Surah, 31st ayah, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي Say, if you love Allah, then, if you love Allah, then you must follow me. يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبُكُمْ And Allah will love you and He will forgive you your sins. If you love Allah, then you must follow the Prophet. You can't follow anyone else. The Shaykh says, and he closes this point by saying, فَلَا تَرِيقَ إِلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِالْإِتِّبَاءِ الرَّسُولِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ وَالْإِقْتِدَاءِ بِهِ So there is absolutely no way, no path, no road to Allah except strictly adhering, following the Messenger عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ and taking him as the example, as the model, as the imam. The third characteristic, وَسَيِّدُ الْمُرْسَلِينَ Yani the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is the chief or the leader or the master of the messengers. Alayhi salatu wasalam. He is the chief of the Yani waladi Adam, yani of the children of Adam, of all human beings. He is the leader, the master, the chief of all human beings. And this is as he, alayhi salatu wasalam, said, Ana Sayyid waladi Adam, wala fakhra. That I am the chief, the leader, the master of the children of Adam. And I'm not saying this out of pride. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has informed his ummah of this matter. Yani that he is the Sayyid of Walidi Adam, and therefore also the leader, the master, the chief of all the prophets and messengers of every human being. He has informed us of this, the Shaykh says, Min bab ash-shukr lillahi azza wa jalla. وَلِتَشْكُرَ الْأُمَّةِ رَبَّهَا عَزَّ وَجَلَّ عَلَى هَذِهِ النِّعْمَةِ أَنْ جَعَلَ رُسُولَهَا سَيِّدَ الرُّسُولِ. He said he only informed us about this, not out of pride, but he informed us as an expression of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so that his ummah will be grateful to their Rabb, Azza wa Jalla, for this ni'mah, this tremendous bounty and favor that he has made their messenger, our messenger, that he has made him the Sayyid, the leader, the master, the chief of all the messengers, so that we would be thankful, so that we would also be grateful. And finally, the last definition of Sayyid, he said the meaning of Sayyid, ma'nahu al-muqaddam wal-imam. Yani the Sayyid al-mursaleen, it means the imam or the muqaddam, the one who is in the forefront, who is the head of, yani in the forefront of the messengers. And he is the best of the messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he is their imam, and he is their muqaddam, yani the one who is in the lead. Finally, the fourth description, Habib, Rabbil Alameen. The Shaykh, he says, we're going to take a few minutes to the comment, inshallah. The Shaykh, he says, Habib Rabb al-Alameen, Habib Rabb al-Alameen. This is an expression that has some yani objection in it. Yani it's an objectionable description of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is because it's not sufficient saying he is Habib, yani that the Prophet is Habib of the Rabb al-Alameen. Bal huwa Khalil. Rather, he is the most intimate of close friends of the Rabb al-Alameen. Wal khulla, yani being khalil, is better than yani unqualified mahabba. Yani al khulla, being the intimate friend of Allah, is better than unqualified mahabba. Just saying beloved, one who is loved, yani having love. Because mahabba is darajat, there are levels of love. وَأَعْلَاهَا الْخُلَّةِ, and the highest of them is الْخُلَّةِ, that he is the Khalil. And this, yani خُلَّةِ here, خَالِصْ الْمَحَبَّةِ, yani it is pure love. Pure, unadulterated love. And no one will achieve this level, this station or this status, except two human beings. Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam, yani about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Nisa, 4th Surah, 125th Ayah, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, and Allah has taken Ibrahim as his intimate friend. Yani on the highest level of pure love. وَنَبِيِّنَا عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ, and our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has also informed us of that. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اتَّخَذَنِي قَلِيلًا كَمَا اتَّخَذَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا, that indeed Allah has taken me as a khalil, just as he has taken Ibrahim as a Khalil. This hadith reported by Imam Muslim. So it is not to be said that the Prophet ﷺ is Habibullah. That's not sufficient. And that is because this description of being Habib of Allah is fit and suitable for every believer. And in that case, there wouldn't be any distinction for the Prophet ﷺ above the rest of the believers. أَمَّا الْخُلَّةِ, as far as this intimate, yani friendship, love, pure love, so no one will reach the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this level. Allahumma musta'an. Two more points. This is point number 31, 31st statement of Al-Imam At-Tahawi. And it's numbered 43 in Sheikh Salih Fawzan's Arabic commentary. وَكُلُّ دَعْوَى النُّبُوَّةِ بَعْدَهُ فَغَيٌّ وَهَوَى. Every claim to prophethood after the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is misguidance. And it is just following desires. It has no basis in reality or truth. And the last statement, وَهُوَ الْمَبْعُوثُ إِلَى عَامَةِ الْجِنِّ وَكَافَةِ الْوَرَى بِالْحَقِّ وَالْهُدَى وَبِالنُّورِ وَالضِّيَاءِ. And he is, that is the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and that's the 32nd statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, he is the one who has been missioned to all of the jinn and all of humanity with truth and right guidance and with light and illumination. Yani bin nur wa dhiya. The Shaykh says, concerning the first statement, every claim of prophethood after him is misguidance, is astray, is following yani desires. He said, this has been mentioned previously in the meaning of the Prophet ﷺ being the seal of the prophets. Therefore, any claim to prophethood after him is misguidance. Every claim to prophethood after him is batila, false, and kufr. Every claim to prophethood after him is false, and it's disbelief. Because no prophet is coming after our Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. And even Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, when he descends in the last days, in the end of time, he will not come as a prophet or a messenger. Rather, he will not come with a new law. Rather, he will only come as a mujaddid, one to revive or renew the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And he will be following the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he will be judging and ruling by the Islamic Sharia that came with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Last point. The Shaykh says that he is missioned, yani that the Prophet is missioned to all of the jinn and all of humanity with the truth and right guidance and light and illumination. He said, similarly, this is also from that which it is obligatory to believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's not sufficient to believe, to have aqidah, that he is the Messenger of Allah only, with no qualification. Yani that he is the Messenger of Allah. Rather, he is the Messenger to the whole of humanity, to all human beings. Rather, he is the Messenger to the jinn and the human beings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Saba, 34th Surah, 28th Ayat, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. And we have not sent you except to the whole of humanity as a giver of good news to those who believe and do good deeds and a warner against those who reject the truth. And he also said in Surah Al-A'raf, 7th Surah, 158th Ayat, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Allah told the Prophet, say, O people, humanity, indeed I am the Messenger of Allah to you all. To all of humanity. So his risala, his message that he was sent with, is to the people in general, all of humanity. And this is from his khasais, yani those distinguishing special exclusive characteristics or qualities that belong to him alone. This is from his khasais, alayhi salatu wasalam. That is, that he is a messenger to the whole of humanity. Unlike prophets and messengers who were sent to a nation. It is obligatory to be obedient to him for all of the creation, the Arabs and the non-Arabs, the black and the white, the human and the jinn. Everyone who his da'wah, his call reached, yani the da'wah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is obligatory upon them to obey him and to follow him. And whoever concludes that he is the Messenger of Allah to, especially just to the Arabs, exclusively, as some group from the Christians said, that he is the Messenger of Allah to the Arabs only, and they deny, yani his prophethood, yani that he is sent to other than the Arabs, this is kufr billahi. And it is denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the truth, and the truth of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Saba, 34th Surah, 28th Ayat, مَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا كَافَةً لِلنَّاسِ بَشِيرًا وَنَذِيرًا. Yani Allah said that we have sent you to the whole of humanity as a bringer of good news and a warner. So whoever denies, whoever says he's only sent to the Arabs alone, this person has denied the truth of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated clearly. And Allah also stated, and in Surah Al-Furqan, 25th Surah, first ayat, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. And blessed is the one who has sent down the Furqan, yani the criterion, the Qur'an, upon his abd, his worshipper, so that he might be a warner to all of the worlds, lil'alameen, man and jinn. فَرِسَالَتُهُ عَالَمِيَّةً. So his message is universal. Now, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, كَانَ النَّبِيُّ يُبْعَثُ إِلَى قَوْمِهِ خَاسَةً وَبُعِثْتُ إِلَى النَّاسِ عَامَةً. And it used to be that a prophet was sent to his people particularly, yani only to his nation. But I have been missioned to the whole of humanity. This is mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim. And he reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. And also the Prophet ﷺ wrote letters, corresponded with the kings of the earth, inviting them to Islam. And this is an indication that he has been sent to all of the people of the earth. And he also ordered the jihad so that people will enter into Islam. And this indicates the generality of his message, alayhi salatu wasalam. Therefore, it is obligatory that we believe this. The Shaykh summarizes, فَتَجِبُ فِي حَقِّهِ هَذِهِ الْاعْتِقَادَاتِ. So in summary, what is obligatory in terms of the rights of the Prophet ﷺ, that what we must believe? He said three things. Number one, أَنَّهُ عَبْدُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. We must believe that he is the worshipper of Allah, the slave of Allah and his messenger. Number two, أَنَّهُ خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ لَا نَبِي بَعْدَهُ. We must believe that he is the seal of the prophets and there's no prophet after him. And number three, أَنَّ رِسَالَتَهُ عَامَةً لِلْإِنْسِ وَالْجِنِّ. And we must believe that his message that he was sent with is yani universal. Yani it is sent, his message is for the whole of humanity, human beings, and for the jinn. And the proof of it being general for the human beings is what the ayats that have been mentioned previously and his letters to the kings of the earth. And as far as the proof of the generality, yani that his message is for all of the jinn, then it is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِذْ صَرَّفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفْرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. He said, and remember when we sent to you a group from amongst the jinn listening to the Qur'an. فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوا قَالُوا أَنْصِتُوا. So when they heard this, yani when they attended this recitation, they said, listen. Yani they told one another, listen to this recitation. فَلَمَّا قُضِيَ. And when they were finished, he said, yani Allah says, وَلَّوْا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مُنذِرِينَ. They returned to their people as warners, yani bring them the message that they had heard from the Quran. And Allah continues to say in these ayats in Surah Al-Ahqaf, 46 Surah, 29-31, قَالُوا يَا قَوْمَنَا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا كِتَابًا أُنزِلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى. O our people, we have heard a book that has been sent down after Musa, مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, and it is testifying to the truthfulness of what came before it. يَهْدِي إِلَى الْحَقِّ وَإِلَى الطَّرِيقِ إِلَى طَرِيقٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And it guides to the truth and to a straight path. يَا قَوْمَنَا أَجِيبُ دَاعِيَ اللَّهِ. They said to their people, O people, answer the caller to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they're talking about Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. The Shaykh closes by saying, and in the saying of Allah the Most High, قُلْ أُوْهِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. And say, it has been revealed to me that a group from amongst the jinn listened, yani to the Qur'an, and they said, indeed, we have heard an amazing recital. يعني the Quran يهدي إلى الرشد فآمنا به. It guides to right guidance, you know, to good conduct and behavior, and so we have believed in it. يعني the jinn. This is in Surah to Jinn, 72nd Surah, 1st and 2nd Ayah. فدل على عموم رسالته للجن. So this indicates that his message was to generally to the jinn, يعني just as it is to the men. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was missioned to the people of the earth, all of them, the human beings and the jinn. So whoever believes in him will enter the Jannah. And whoever doesn't believe in him will enter the hellfire, whether they are from the human beings or the jinn. And the last statement of Al-Imam At-Tahawi concerning the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that he was missioned to all of the jinn and the human beings, yani with the truth and right guidance, wa bin nur wa dhiya, and with light and illumination. And these two have the same basic meaning. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent with the light and the illumination, yani to show the path, to guide the people, to remove ignorance, to let the people to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He is by His divine sifat, qualities and characteristics and actions, and yani the laws that He has revealed. Yani the light of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is to guide the people. He said, and he closed yani this statement that he was sent with this, with the nur and the diya. He said, Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nadhira. That in, O Prophet, indeed we have sent you as a witness and as a bringer of good news to the people of iman and taqwa, and a nadhir and a warner to the people of disbelief and disobedience. وَدَعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَصِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. And a caller to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by His permission, and a lamp that illuminates. And we don't have time, and because our time is up, but I advise you, or I encourage you to go back and read the tafsir of this ayat, especially concerning the last characteristic, yani of these five characteristics of the Prophet in this ayat, the lamp that illuminates, from Surah Al-Ahzab, 33rd Surah, Ayahs 45, and particularly here, 46. Go back and read the tafsir of Shaykh Abdurrahman al-Sa'di. I've just alluded to it quickly in a couple of words, but it's beautiful what he said concerning this ayah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grant us success in the days ahead, in Ramadan and the days after that, in doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone. And that He recognize, reward, and record our good deeds, and pardon, forgive, and overlook our mistakes and errors. And that He grant us al-thabat ala sirat al-mustaqim until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant relief to the Muslims, wherever they may be, in the Muslim lands, and in other than that, men, women, and children who are being murdered and slaughtered and persecuted by the enemies of Islam. And Allah huwa al-musta'an. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.